You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is Wednesday, October the 16th of 2024. Currently 34 degrees under partly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. We are at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It's, a very busy program coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll hear some sound from Senator Tammy Baldwin as she was in Wausau yesterday at an event at an area ginseng farm. Went over there, had a chance to hear from the senator. We'll talk about what we heard at that event and also, again, just about some of the issues that farmers, not just ginseng farmers, but all farmers are dealing with. And along the same line, at 9:21, we're going to talk to Hans Breitenmoser. He is a Lincoln County farmer. We'll talk about what's at stake for farmers in this election. And then at 9:34 this morning, we'll talk to Wausau Business Show hosts Ryan and Paul. They will be doing a live show recording at Sam's Pizza in Schofield coming up tomorrow afternoon. Their show airs on Saturday mornings between 8 and 9 a.m., and they'll be recording a show tomorrow at Sam's Pizza, and they want you to be there. They're going to talk about the history of Sam's Pizza with the owner and a whole bunch more. So we'll get more information on that with Ryan and Paul of the Wausau Business Show coming up at 9:34 this morning. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Just a couple of days away from your big event on Friday night. Are you continuing to get ready for that?
Yep, I've been getting ready. I've been practicing my song, and I am very excited about a Friday night.
Are you ready? Are you there, or do you still have to tighten things up?
You know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling prepared.
That's very good. And of course, it's Friday evening at the Great Dane. I know that they had a deadline for ticket sales. So does that mean, folks, basically, if you don't have your tickets, unfortunately not going to be able to see it live?
I don't know exactly if we're going to have a few tickets at the door or not.
I think you need to find out so we can let people know in the next couple of days.
I will double-check that information to make sure.
Very, very good. So I know it's going to be a lot of fun for you on Friday evening. It's going to be a great fundraiser opportunity, a great food, great entertainment over at the Great Dane. Again, a fundraiser for Wausau mm-hmm. Community Theater. And as we've talked about previously as well, that coming up in the next few weeks, they have some other great events. This week it's that fundraiser. Next week it's True West over at Whitewater Music Hall. We will have a chance to talk to the director and cast members on this show on Monday of next week. And then the following weekend, there's going to be a Stephen Sondheim tribute event over at the conservatory, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, there is.
Yeah, so lots of great Wausau Community Theater activities going on. I know there's in the high school at Wausau East, their East End Players have an event coming up this weekend as well. So, again, lots going on with the arts, and there's always a lot going on with the arts here in central Wisconsin. We try to let you know about it here on this program. All right. Coming up later in the program, we will have our daily history lesson as well, including the number for the day quiz with Ian.
That's right.
Yep. So again, it'll be our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh, and we give Ian three different choices, and we try to, you know, get him over 33%, because based on the math, it's 33% to get one out of three correct just by guessing. But we want him to have a winning week, which is 3 out of 5, more right than wrong. And he's 1 for 2 so far this week. So, again, so we will have that. Would you like the topic for today's number for the day?
Yes, I would.
Weather balloons.
Weather balloons.
So weather balloons is our topic, and we'll find out what the number is later in the show.
Nice.
All right. Very, very good. And I mentioned as well that yesterday morning after the show was done, I went over just north of Wausau. Senator Tammy Baldwin paid a visit to a Wausau area ginseng farm. It was Sioux Ginseng Farms, again, just north of Wausau. Senator Baldwin continued her Wisconsin farm tour, learning of continuing challenges faced by farmers of all stripes throughout the state. And it was interesting to listen in to the discussion that the senator had with the company president, Will Sue. And again, it was not just, you know, hey, hi, how you doing? And Mr. Sue actually told the senator about some of the challenges, talked about the challenges faced in recent years due to a number of factors, including a trade war with China that started with new tariffs implemented during the Trump administration in 2018. And I had a chance to ask during a bit of a media gaggle after the walking tour, I asked Senator Baldwin about these challenges. What did she learn in those discussions with Will Sue in Wausau yesterday? And here's what the senator had to say about that.
Well, when we get to specifically here today, you know, one of the big challenges which came in 2018 was the trade wars and the tariff wars and the retaliatory tariffs that were placed. And it impacted many of the agricultural businesses in our state. So it impacted dairy when there was retaliatory tariff against cheese. It, you know, we're the number one cranberry producers in the country here in Wisconsin. It impacted cranberry producers that there were retaliatory tariffs. And it particularly hit our ginseng producers really, really hard here in Wisconsin. You know, it's a specialty crop that is produced in this county, number one producer of ginseng in the country. Probably 90% of the ginseng produced in America is produced right here in Marathon County. So this is a tariff situation that is like a double whammy in this part of the state. And it has ripple impacts to other type of agriculture. So it's really clear that, that's a challenge. You know, when I travel and meet with farmers across the state, there's other headwinds they face. Certainly, Mother Nature and the extreme weather events that we've seen have had an impact. I know that really cold and snowy conditions have had an impact here too. But when it comes to these preventable conditions, we got to fight to end those tariffs.
I also asked her about perhaps changing the tariff policies that have caused some of the issues with farmers. She said that basically, when it comes to tariffs, you need to be smarter about it and be more targeted. And here's what she said about that issue.
So I will tell you that I do support targeted tariffs because there's an unlevel playing field for our workers. When you see something, for example, like steel dumping, where they're trying to undercut an entire industry, we have to fight back and protect our domestic ability to produce things like steel, things we need for infrastructure and our national security. But we shouldn't do what is being proposed by Donald Trump, for example, and do massive tariffs on all products. It's almost a sales tax on every U.S. consumer. And so I think targeted are very appropriate. It fights for American workers. But I don't think we should do the wholesale on everyone.
Senator Baldwin was joined in Wausau by her colleague in the Senate, Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. And Hirono said she made the trip to Wisconsin to help Baldwin because of how Baldwin goes straight to her constituents and listens.
Can I just ask something? I realize I don't have the mics on. It's okay. I'm here to help my colleague Tammy. And one of the things that is so important with Tammy and what I know about her is that she goes to talk to the people who are impacted by tariffs and other things that we do. And that's what I do in Hawaii, too. I visit our farmers there. Farming is very challenging. But to come here and to understand what a challenge it is to produce ginseng in this state and to realize how much of it is produced here and the challenges you face is really important. And this is something that Tammy does every day that she is home, is to talk with the Wisconsinites as to what their issues are. And I want to make that really clear.
Baldwin, of course, is currently running for a third term in office with Eric Hovde as the Republican nominee. And in fact, Baldwin and Eric Hovde will be involved in a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association debate coming up on Friday evening. But it was very interesting to head on over to the ginseng farm yesterday and see Tammy Baldwin and see her talking to the folks involved with the farm and truly listening and truly finding out what the issues are. And it was not just a case of going somewhere and having someone say, oh, everything's wonderful. No, there's a lot of challenges in ginseng farming right now. And the senator does that. She goes around, talks to farmers, talks to other Wisconsinites, and really does find out more information in terms of how to do her job the best possible way. And that's frustrating when you hear, and you're going to, maybe, I don't know, you may hear the commercial right coming up in a moment, but I've been hearing even on this radio station where a third party group, Senate Leadership Fund, has been putting out these commercials talking about how Tammy Baldwin has changed. Tammy Baldwin is now this far left liberal, out of step with the Wisconsin people. It's all garbage. It really is. And so if you hear that commercial coming up next, just take it for what it is. I just think it's, you know, the idea that they thought that Tammy Baldwin was somehow different when she first ran. Go back and see what they were talking about when she first ran against Tommy Thompson for the U.S. Senate. It's this craziness. But Tammy Baldwin was in Wausau talking about those farming issues. And also talking about farming issues is the presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. And the Harris-Walz campaign has put out some proposals when it comes to farming. We're going to talk about what's at stake for farmers in the upcoming election. We'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser coming up. That's straight ahead in 2 minutes. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Still waiting for Hans Breitenmoser to connect with us to talk about farm policy and talk about the proposals put out by the Harris-Walz campaign to talk about the issues that farmers are facing. And again, as I just said yesterday, Senator Tammy Baldwin, an event here in Wausau, just north of Wausau, at the Sioux Ginseng Farms. Again, I think she understands some of the issues and these trade wars and basically not targeting tariffs. So Donald Trump basically is throwing stuff at the wall in order to try to look strong in trade, not working. And we have to look at this in a more deep and more thoughtful way. And I think that's what the Harris-Walz campaign is attempting to do when it comes to the farm issue. So again, hopefully we'll be able to connect here with Hans Breitenmoser very soon to get his thoughts. And of course, Hans appears often with Pat Kreitlow every other week to talk about some farming issues. Hans, a farmer from Lincoln County. But again, one of the things that just stood out in watching Tammy Baldwin yesterday, and this was not a major campaign event where people were, you know, there to hear her talk or have a lot of folks around. There was just basically Senator Baldwin, her colleague from Hawaii, the folks from Sioux Ginseng Farms, and some media members, a couple of TV stations, myself, another radio station as well. And basically, she arrived, and then she started talking to the president of the company and asking questions and getting the lowdown and hearing about how the ginseng farmer right now, I mean, he's got he had a bunch of boxed up product in the warehouse that was from last year. So again, the ginseng farmer is having struggles because, and he was talking about how this trade war with China has adversely affected what he's been able to do the last number of years, talking about you know, the issues involved, talking about what Senator Baldwin should be thinking about, and Senator Baldwin asking the questions, not just coming in thinking that she knew all the answers. And I don't think you fake that. It was not a case where she was putting on a show for a bunch of people. She was basically there with a very few number of folks talking to somebody, talking to a farmer. And that's something she has done for the past 12 years since she's become a United States Senator. She has gone to all parts of the state, not just the blue parts of the state, not the purple parts of the state, going to every part of the state, talking to farmers, talking to Wisconsinites. And we just heard in the comment from the senator from Hawaii about why she came to Wisconsin and to be with Tammy Baldwin to campaign. This was not a pure campaign. This was not a campaign event. This was just part of the tour of farms. And yes, obviously it's talking to farmers, but that's something that she does all the time. And now we see that Hans Breitenmoser is got connected with us. Hans, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Sorry for the delay. We had some heifers get out last night,
oh,
and we've
geez.
Been kind of around the countryside, but we got them corralled here, and so here we are.
Hey, we just got a few minutes now, so I'm going to get right to the cut to the chase. I was mentioning yesterday I was at an event here in the Wausau area, Senator Tammy Baldwin visiting a ginseng farm, hearing about a lot of the issues that ginseng farmers and other farmers have been dealing with over the last number of years. The Harris-Walz campaign has put out some ideas within this issue. Have you had a chance to take a look at that, and any thoughts on that?
Well, I guess just, you know, 30,000 foot view type of thing. You know, we're talking about two very different platforms and two very different ideas about what rural America should look like and how it can work and what policies don't. And I think it's clear that Harris-Walz understands how rural America works, and the Trump administration just it didn't understand it the last time around, and I have no reason to believe it would this time around. Harris-Walz, they understand that getting money close to the ground in rural America is what makes sense. They understand how important our small businesses are. They understand how important our farms are. And, you know, for those of us who have been in local government, like I was for 10 years on the county board here in Lincoln County, we understand that without robust local rural economies, we don't have good schools, we don't have good roads, and so forth. So I think you've got one platform that gets it, and one party that simply doesn't even understand it anymore.
And just listening to the discussion yesterday at the farm here in Wausau, you said it. I think that a lot of the elected officials don't have a real clear understanding on what the challenges are. And one of the things that impressed me about Senator Baldwin, and I think about the Democratic ticket as well, is the ability to listen, to know that you don't have all the answers, to get the information from the ground, from the people that wake up early every day and have to deal with the decisions that are made, whether it's trade policy and other areas, really getting to the core of where these issues are, vitally important. Important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, and we do think about these things. We don't just, you know, chase heifers through the woods in the morning.
Right.
We do think about things about, you know, antitrust enforcement, for example. Again, you've got one, you've got the Biden administration who's done more for antitrust enforcement than anybody since Teddy Roosevelt. I sincerely believe that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will keep moving in that direction with regard to antitrust legislation and so forth. And that's, and when you think about how much impact that has had on rural economies, it's unreal. We're all too often worried about the symptoms, and we need to look at what causes some of these issues, and that's a huge one for me.
We got 1 minute to go. What if you had a chance to sit down with Kamala Harris? What would be the one thing you would tell her that she should focus on, should she become president of the United States, from a farming point of view, a rural point of view?
Oh boy, that's too hard of a question, Ted. There's too many, because I mean, ask my wife. I'm prone to rambling and going in all, down different rabbit trails anyways, but all these things are so connected. So I think antitrust would be a really, really big one, because I think that's been so ignored, and that has to do with, the money in our political system and so forth. That one's been ignored, and that one is the big obvious one. The other one I would say is climate. Climate is changing. There's no doubt about it. We're seeing it here. Those of us who live and die by a weather forecast really understand that. And so, but the good news is there are things that we can do to mitigate its impact. And a lot of the things that we can do, especially in states like Wisconsin that don't produce any fossil fuel, we can be the energy producers
Hans,
out here.
We have a hard break. I apologize, but
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Been a busy one. Thanks to our guests so far, Brittany Merlot, Andy Rich, Hans Brighton Moser. But now we are going to bring in the big guns sitting across the way.
Oh,
boy. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you guys back on from the WASA Business Show, Saturday mornings, 8 till 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Hey. Oh, yeah. If you're listening, you got the applause. I've got Ryan and Paul. Gentlemen, thank you for both making the long trek over here.
Yeah,
to
right across
studios.
The street.
I know.
Thanks for having us.
The thing about it, and I'm sure people have been hearing the promos on the air, because you got a special show that you're going to be recording live.
Yes,
sir. Coming up tomorrow. And I got to tell you, you talk about a place you want to be to record a show live. Sam's Pizza is the place to be, isn't it?
It's the best pizza in the world, hands down.
Yeah, best in the world.
Nobody can compete.
I got to tell you, if you really wanted a challenge, you should have done it at the WASA location, because it's so tight.
Yeah.
I bet you're probably in Schofield, because it's a little bit bigger.
Exactly.
A little bit more room.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
But talk about what's happening and why you're doing this.
Well, WASA, the world's best pizza is right here in Central Wisconsin, and WASA, Wisconsin, USA. Hi, Ian. Have you tuned into our show yet, Ian?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah,
he's here with me on Saturdays, and we're always tuned in, because we go right on after
with
you guys.
Sully. Yeah, that's right. Large list of sponsors on that show.
Plus, I am a huge fan of Sam's Pizza as well.
All right. You going to stop by tomorrow, 4:30 to 5:30?
I was only doing my best.
Okay, I'll get you a beer and a slice. Yeah, so it's the best pizza in
the
world.
Get him tipsy,
that's why.
Though,
yeah.
You
know. Okay. Fair enough. It's the best pizza in the world, hands down. It's tomorrow. We will officially declare it the best pizza in the world.
Proclamation.
And so why not talk about the history of the best pizza in the world?
It's been here a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you recall?
50s, I believe.
Yeah, 50. The 1950s.
It still has that feel, doesn't it? Every time I go there, that especially the WASA location.
Right.
The Schofield ones, I go more often because it's close to me, but I've gone to the WASA location quite a bit. It still has that same feel, like you would be going to the 50s, and they've always had, and I remember going back when I was in high school, going to Sam's Pizza and all that. It always had that feel, like you were stepping back a bit in time. And the way that the waitresses are always dressed, they have that traditional look. It really is, number one, the food, the pizza is fantastic, but the whole ambiance of the place is fantastic as well.
Yeah, I noticed that in a Wausau Daily Herald article from like 2017, they were up for a $10,000 grant to redo the Wausau Elm Street location. And I don't think they didn't get it, which I was very happy about, actually, because that location is so iconic, and they still have the original Sam's Pizza menu at that location on Elm, and that's been up there since the Perellas made that. It was Tony and Mary Perella. It was founded in the 1950s, and they got there by mistake. They were on their way to, I believe, Eau Claire La Crosse. I think Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. And they were coming over from Hibbings, Minnesota, and they took a wrong turn and wound up in Wausau, Wisconsin. And the rest is history. So now thank God they took that. They didn't have a GPS.
So what's going to happen tomorrow? Because you do want folks to come on by and be part of this,
sure,
don't you?
Yeah, please come out. Please,
if you have any questions for the owners, or maybe we'll have questions for the audience, but you're welcome to join us. 4:30 to 5:30 will be
perfect dinner time.
Slinging some pies and having some beers.
We're hoping to get back in the kitchen, actually.
Yeah. I was going to wonder, you're going to actually get back there? Going to put on the apron?
The smocks.
The smocks. That's exactly right. Yeah. But 4:30 to 5:30 at the Schofield location.
Yep.
And again, you're going to record the show live as it happens, correct?
That's right. That's right. You never know what's going to happen when we're recording live. This is live. You know, right now, we are actually
double
live.
Keep it double live.
This is as live as it gets right now. We're not on a delay, are we?
No.
Okay.
So I should have said that.
7-second delay.
Who's going to have on the show?
Vince LaCalamita, I believe it's pronounced. I always just call him Vince.
Vince the owner.
Yes, he and his wife. His wife's parents actually acquired Sam's Pizza from Mary Perella, the founder, back 25, 30 years ago. And then Vince and his wife, it was handed down. So it's been the next generation has been a family company for decades and decades. So Vince will be joining us, and hopefully he spills the beans, pardon the pun, on the secret Sam's recipe for the pizza sauce.
Oh, man. If you get that out of him, then you're going to have to teach me the art of interviewing, because you're going to have that special gift. If you get that.
If we could take that away from
you. Woodward Bernstein level stuff to get the information out. So
we're live right now, and there goes the owner, Ben Reif of Wausau Coated. Wausau business. We are live. He just walked by the studio.
Speaking of which, because, I mean, this is another, a Wausau business, a traditional Wausau business. People have come to love Sam's Pizza, but that's basically what you're doing on this show. You're bringing in a lot of the folks that people probably heard of, but may not have got, that in-depth introduction to the folks behind some of these businesses, right?
Yeah, well, we try to do a mix. I think, Ben just walked by. Wausau Coated is a type of business that we would be interested in, but also Sam's Pizza, which is maybe the most iconic Wausau brand there is in a lot of ways.
Best pizza in the world.
Yeah, it's the best pie in the world.
I guarantee you, though, somebody out there with another iconic Wausau business is going to say, you just said that. Sam's is the most iconic.
Let me clarify. One of the iconic businesses in Wausau brands. But we try to get what the people want. We're doing it for Wausau, and Sam's Pizza is clearly
what people are hungry for.
City Page is ranked as the number one pizza in Wausau for how many years in a row? And, it's one of those places that people who move away say, I miss Sam's Pizza.
Yeah, they're shipping them. They're shipping them all over the country, if not the world.
And the thing about it, I know that they do have some that are in supermarkets as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to buy them in the store.
Oh, that's highly controversial, Chad.
I have bought out of the store, because sometimes I want to do that. But you get, I don't know whether it's their ovens or whatever
it might be the ovens.
Because when I put in my oven at home, it's not. It's still wonderful. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's still great. Yeah. But there's something special about being there.
For sure.
Or even just for a pickup, because sometimes I'll do a game. I'll share a little tidbit into my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it when you do this.
Sometimes, because, when payday comes around, it'll be like, often it'll be like on a Friday.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say, I'm gonna treat myself. On my payday, I'm not gonna go with the less expensive, fast food or anything. I'm gonna order myself a Sam's Pizza because
and I'm gonna get the big one. I'm gonna have it so I can have multiple meals with it.
Yeah, leftovers are the best.
Because that's my present to me.
Yeah. You deserve it, Chad.
It's a gift.
Exactly right.
So it's a gift.
But you get the, because you mentioned one time, you get the one with the tuna fish on it, right?
I actually have never got, I learned it from you guys.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I had not ever heard that you could actually do that there. Mm. So I always get a Sam special. That's always what I get.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
I have made my own pizza.
You've made
with
your
tuna.
Own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to try that because I didn't know anybody else had tuna pizza.
I didn't know that either, but that is still on the menu for Sam's, and I don't know if they serve it at both locations, but for sure at the Elm Street locations, they serve the tuna pizza, and that's one of the first original recipe pizzas that they had on the menu when
they
opened up.
Yeah, it's
on
that original menu they have. Posted on the wall.
There. I've never had it because I wouldn't dare diverge from my pepperoni, sausage, onion, green pepper, combo.
Right.
It's actually jalapeno, not green pepper. Oh. Well done.
Wow.
Extra well done. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't dare diverge and spoil.
Do you actually tell them when you go there, well done?
It's
you can request well
could
done.
Could I please get it extra well done?
Yeah. Extra well done.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do it, but I could just see extra well done.
Extra well done. Yes, please.
Is that a notch below burnt?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
okay.
Sometimes you say, don't be afraid to burn it a little.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And Paul, what's your go-to?
Sam special as well.
There you go. Yeah.
And I have gotten it well done, although I normally just let the chef. Let the chef's discretion choose how well done he wants
it
to be.
Is the pizza person make a call to chef?
I don't know.
We'll take it to tomorrow.
But the thing about it when I've been there as well is that you do have to take a moment because it's hot.
Yeah,
that's one thing I love about
Comes
it.
Steaming hot.
Oh, it is fantastic.
Make the sign of the cross every time I walk through the door of Sam's Pizza. It's like it's that holy
and it's also
sacred.
And also when you go in there, it is real community. If you go to the
for sure
they call it the Everest location, you have all the Everest stuff there. And then you go to the Wausau location, you have old pictures of like Wausau High School and basketball teams and stuff like that as well. So they put their arms around the history of the area as well to say this is a Wausau area business.
Yeah, they pay homage to Wausau, which is great, which is why we love them.
They're iconic. Best pizza in the world.
Absolutely. So, again, that's tomorrow from 4:30 until 5:30 live. Get there early. You can see how the magic is done.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, you'll be one of the lucky people that get to learn about what's actually in that Sam's pizza sauce.
You got confidence, so you're going to get that out of them.
Secret recipe.
Never. I don't think it's like Fort Knox.
Will this show then air Saturday morning? Is that the plan?
Actually, this Saturday we have B.C. Kowalski.
Oh, yeah.
And he is the main writer for the City Pages and the Wausonian. And
he has been sort of, he was the one that broke the Dropbox story.
Yeah, he is. Mayor Denny's Dropbox story. He broke that nationally.
Which was actually, again, that is exceptionally cool because, I mean, obviously, the Wausonian is a bit of he's starting that up.
Yep.
And that he was the one that was able to break that.
Nationally.
That
it made national news.
Exactly.
And B.C. Kowalski broke that. We try to not get into politics on our business show, focus on business. But B.C. will be joining us this Saturday. And what's interesting about that is tomorrow, the new I was going to say the new episode of City Pages comes out.
They're all the radio thing. Yeah.
The new version of City Pages goes out everywhere. And he did a story about, he asked us, and we had the honor of him asking us to be in the City Pages. So he'll be dropping his City Pages story about the Wausau Business Show and why we started the Wausau Business Show and all that. And we simultaneously, as he interviewed us, we interviewed him.
Wow.
So you'll hear all about that.
Very
that
different format.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Are you going to be cover boys?
We better be.
Big color. Everybody will walk to all these locations around Wausau,
pick up
the City Pages and see the guys full color.
Well, we don't know. We didn't ask. We don't know.
You're almost blushing that I even ask you about this.
We didn't ask. We have faces for radio.
That's what I always say. I don't want to be seen.
Classic radio joke.
Yeah.
Face for radio.
Yeah, classic.
But he did take some pictures, so we don't know if we made the cover or not. But
we did have a photo session.
If we made
did
the
you
cover,
have makeup on though?
No, we had a cheese head on.
If we made the cover, Wausau makes the cover.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Yeah.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
Yeah.
And I guess the final thing I got to ask, how is the whole Red Lobster thing going?
Well, they have a new CEO.
Oh, they do.
He's only 35 years old, wow. Harvard Business School graduate.
Yeah, very sharp guy. They're out of Chapter 11.
They're out of Chapter 11, yeah. So they made it through that, yeah, which they made is it great. Through that. We're trying to put in maybe a lobby for a mini Red Lobster in the new Brix location, or the Brix old Brix location on the riverfront. Ah. They could float a trial balloon there.
A mini Red Lobster.
A mini one, yeah. With great Wisconsin River lobster. Or smelt.
There you
fresh.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fresh smelt or sturgeon. But yeah, so we're trying to get in touch with, he's got a really hard name to pronounce. It's Abdullah, I believe, and I can't pronounce his last name.
I'm not going to try.
No. He's the new CEO, but he is a really talented guy, and we're rooting for him, and hopefully the next stop for him is Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
So the battle continues.
The battle continues.
And again, guys, 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow. Sam's Pizza, yeah. Over in Schofield.
Should be a lot of fun.
Can't miss it. And then, of course, tune in on the Wausau Business Show on Saturday morning from 8 till 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And after all this pizza talk, I am now
officially
hungry.
Yeah, and thanks for listening, Ian. We've been trying to get Ian as a listener for many, many months.
It's a good gift.
You're very welcome, guys.
I should not say anything, but someday you got to get him on the show.
Yeah. Oh,
he is Wausau.
He is Wausau. Ian is Wausau. We love it.
Yes, hey, guys, thanks for coming on over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
We're going to
come right back, and we're going to hear more from Ian. We'll have our number for the day quiz as part of our history lesson coming up next.
Bananarama.
There you go. Hey, it's one of the perks of, you guys know it, one of the perks of the show is picking the bumper music.
Right. Love it.
The time is 9:49. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO. Whoop. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Wednesday, October the 16th of 2024. It is a hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, and we are up to day number 290 of this year. There are 76 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1793, Marie Antoinette was beheaded during the French Revolution. On this date in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President John F. Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photographs had revealed the presence of missile bases in Cuba. On this date in 1987, rescuers freed Jessica McClure, an 18-month-old girl who had been trapped in an abandoned well for 58 hours in Midland, Texas. On this date in 2002, President George W. Bush signed a congressional resolution authorizing a war against Iraq, and that ultimately turned out to be a fairly significant mistake. On this date in 2011, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial was formally dedicated in Washington, D.C. On this date in 2019, Netflix revealed its most popular original movie for the year was Sandra Bullock's Bird Box, and the most popular series for the year was Stranger Things. Some famous people celebrating their birthdays today. Tim Robbins, The Shawshank Redemption, Mystic River, was Nuke LaLoosh in Bull Durham, 66 years old today. Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 62. Kelly Martin of Christy and Life Goes On is 49. Singer John Mayer is 47 years old today. Tennis player Naomi Osaka is 27. And Ruby Rose Turner of Fuller House is 19. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Global Cat Day. It is Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day. It is Global Dignity Day. It is International Pronouns Day. It is Love Your Body Day. It is Boss Day. It is Cut Up Your Credit Card Day. It is Fossil Day. It is Learn a Word Day. It is Sports Day. It is Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. It is Steve Jobs Day. It is World Bread Day. It is World Food Day. And it is World Spine Day. All right.
All right.
It is time again for our Number for the Day quiz. And every weekday morning at this time, we always wrap up the show with our number for the day, and we make it a quiz. I give Ian Welsh three choices. So based on the map, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So that's 33%. So the goal every week is to be above 33% for a passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. And also passing grade 2 out of 5, that's not good enough. We want a winning week, which would be 3 out of 5.
Absolutely.
And then the all-time best week so far is 4 out of 5. And still that white whale, the perfect week is out there, 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our number for the day. Do you remember the topic of our number for the day?
Weather balloons.
Yep, weather balloons. All right. The number for the day is the weather balloons launched each year by the United States. To give you a base of reference, okay, Canada launches about 22,000 weather balloons every year. So how many weather balloons are launched each year in the United States of America?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 76,600?
Wow.
Is the correct answer 106,600? Is the correct answer 136,600? So 76,600, 106,600, 136,600 weather balloons launched each year by the United States. And again, Canada launches about 22,000.
Okay. So 76, 106, or 100 and...
36.
Okay. So, okay. Pressure is on here. I got to concentrate. Okay. So I'm going to say, I think the United States launches 106,700. I'm going to go with a B this time. I'm going back to the middle answer.
All right.
That's my final answer.
The number for the day, number of weather balloons launched each year by the United States, is 76,600.
Oh, the smallest number.
The smallest number this time around.
Oh, man.
So you're now 1 for 3 this week. So you're right where you're supposed to be. But that means that it's still on the line for the next 2 days.
That's right.
Tonight, make sure you join us. Ian will be pushing the buttons. I'll be joined by Jason Foster. The big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction. We will recap last week's football action, look ahead to the final week of the regular season, plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll be joined by DC Everest football coach Braden Mitchell. And at 7:06 p.m., our student athlete guest Elmer Hurd of Wausau East. So the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction, 6 till 8 p.m. tonight on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Ian, we will see you later.
I will see you later, Chad. Have a good Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day.
And coming up next, Matt and Air on Air. Thanks for joining us. Chad Holmshaw, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.